I'd like to welcome everyone out this morning. This is our May 31st regular session of Commissioners Court. We're going to start this morning with an invocation by Commissioner Burka, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Let's pray. Father, today, Lord, we thank you for allowing us to come here and work for our citizens of our county. And Father, we thank you for the day. It's a beautiful day. And we just ask that you bless each and every one of us as we make decisions for our county folks and our employees alike. And Father, we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item two is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 2B are payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item C is payroll.
Move to approve payroll. Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved with one abstention. Item 2D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burka, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Two E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Burka to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye. Abstain.
Accounts payable were approved with one abstention.
Judge, does that include the ones that does that include those?
We have them.
Yeah. Yeah. Item 2F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, customer service agreement between Upshur County and UniFirst, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Move to accept for recording stated items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burka to accept those items for recording. Those in favor?
Aye.
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 Those are recorded. Item 3 is introduction, deputation of, and discussion about the special deputy for the Upshur County Sheriff's Office who will be responsible for building community relations in Upshur County.
Snoop Dogg.
Sheriff, go ahead.
Yeah, one of the things was that we were looking at is now that, you know, the new philosophy with the sheriff's office is even though we go out and do some readings with the deputies and things like that there at the schools, we want to even bridge that gap a little bit more with the younger citizens of the county. And the idea that we came up with was our mascot, which is, I'd like to introduce Deputy Snoop.
Snoop Dogg.
Yes, who will be making appearances at schools, community events, and things like that, and will be a great asset to our community philosophy that we're going to go forward on and improve. So you'll be seeing a lot more of him as we go out. I do have a swearing-in, honorary swearing-in ceremony that the judge is going to help us participate in, and we'll get that done.
Deputy. So it's a him, not a her?
It's a him.
Have you had him neutered yet?
That's just wrong.
Oh, we are. But today it's a him.
Today it's a him.
Today it's a him.
Deputy Snoop, if you'll raise your right hand. I, Deputy Snoop, pledge to the citizens of Upshur County that I will, to the best of my ability, use my nose to sniff out crime and those who victimize others, use my heart to be loyal and obedient to the laws of Texas, use my strength to be the guard dog of citizens' rights under the Constitution, and use my paws to diligently dig up the truth, no matter how deep. I further promise to protect the children in my county and to always be willing to have my picture taken with them, and I will attempt to make sure that the kids I see get a junior sheriff badge. Do you agree?
So now that Deputy Snoop has been formally introduced to the county, hopefully I'll start getting some requests and phone calls and personal appearances and things like that, and he will definitely be available for that. So I look forward to working with y'all on this new venture that we're doing, and hopefully it'll bring a little smile and a little cheer to the younger folks here in Upshur County. Thank y'all very much.
Thanks, Sheriff. That's good. That's pretty good. Thank you, Sheriff. Item 4 is discuss and take action to accept a donation from Grubbs Lloyd Funeral Home for $100 and adopt a special budget for expenditure of the same.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept the donation and adopt the special budget. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Here's the budget. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve the Upshur County investment policy for 2016-2017. Treasurer, did you want to say anything? Yes, we got a copy.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to accept the investment policy for the next year. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to approve the depository contract renewal for 2 additional years with Austin Bank. We're in the middle of our current possible 4-year term. The local government code allows us to renew for an additional 2 years. And the treasurer has recommended that.
Motion. Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to renew the depository contract with Austin Bank for an additional 2 years. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to appoint a member of the Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board as the chairman of the board. Anybody you have in mind?
Jan Frost.
I did, okay. Jan Frost. So the treasurer recommends. Did you make that motion?
Yes, I did. Motion to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to appoint Jan Frost as the chairman of the Upshur County Sick Leave Pool Board. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to approve resolutions in support of grant applications 2052810, Upshur County Family Violence Intervention Program Project for the 2017-2018 grant year, and grant application 2912102, Upshur County Victim Services Project for the 2017-2019 grant years. Becky, did you want to say anything about this?
No, Your Honor, I don't have anything in particular. We're just happy to be here. We're hoping that we can serve Upshur County.
Ms. Ogeman has been with the county for 4 years?
9 years.
Whoa! Wow.
Are you kidding me? 9 years?
This grant that we're requesting is our 10th year, and Cynthia Vargas, who is our victim assistance coordinator, she's been with us for 2 years. So hers is a 2-year grant, mine is 1-year grant.
And this pays for the majority of Ms. Ogeman's salary as our special prosecutor for family violence cases.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Noted.
Motion by Commissioner Burkus, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the resolutions in support of the grants. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Thank y'all for being here. Item 9 is discuss and take action to approve painting of JP2 office space and for payment of the paint out of JP2 office supply line item. Judge Potter?
$137 of change, and the inmates, Sheriff Webb, they're going to let the inmates paint.
Okay.
The supply is $137.10.
All right.
I move to approve painting JP2 office for $137.10.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve item 9. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to approve a contract with PubWorks for software for the Road and Bridge Department. Andy?
This is something we've been working on for years. One of the biggest problems the county has is a lack of record keeping with Road and Bridge. This is a software program that allows us to pull up every road and the work that was done on it, what was done on it, when it was done on it, the amount of money that was spent on each road. We'll also be able to track the calls that come in from the citizens on each road. The cost, I have money set aside in my budget for this. I think it'll be a great way to go. Right now we're doing it old school, and it's been done that way for years, but everything keeps growing faster and faster. This is the way we keep up with the times. This is a company out of Colorado, but they are based towards counties and municipalities, mainly counties. So if y'all have any questions, go right ahead.
Mr. Gentry?
When I've talked to Andy before, he said this also helps him track grant work and stuff, so it'll be easier to maintain our grants and stuff like disasters, and it also has the FEMA forms and everything included in it too, so it does a lot, and it would be a big help.
As our auditor knows, we have a lot of heck keeping up with tracking well FEMA disasters and grants, and this takes care of all of that. With simply the click of a button, where Brandy and I have spent weeks trying to track down paperwork. So it'll make everybody's life a lot easier for the cost.
I asked Andy if there was any other software that we are already utilizing that would encompass any of this in any way, and he said no.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion to contract with PubWorks for software for Road and Bridge.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the contract with Pub Works for software for road and bridge. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to accept for filing the plat for Pine Grove Phase 1.
That is me. And this is going to be off of Hawk Road, and this is a plat filing only. These roads will not be, and they're not asking to be considered to be part of county inventory, so this is plat filing only. And I make a motion that we accept this plat.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Barker to accept the plat for filing for the Pine Grove Phase 1 subdivision. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved.
Do you want this check, Regina, or do you want it all in the... It's all clipped together. Y'all will be proud. I did not roll them up this time. I left them all flat.
Always going to file.
Yes. Item 12 is discuss and take action to record lists of surplus property and salvage property.
I'll make a motion that we accept this list.
Second.
For anyone who doesn't know, Commissioner Gentry has spent a great deal of time over at the Rock Building, along with the auditor and who else has helped you over there?
Estella's been over there, Shaniqua, Julie, David. We've had some adult probation people at times. It has been a lot of help, so.
Thank you for doing it.
I'm getting excited now. I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
You actually found the wall.
I tell you.
So that's your motion?
Oh, it is my motion, yes. Sorry, I make a motion that we accept this list.
Seconded.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to accept and record the list of surplus property and salvage property. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's recorded.
Yay.
Item 13 is discuss and take action to approve a list of surplus property for auction.
Yes, and I would like to make this motion also.
Second.
And I expect the second to be made with a smile.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the surplus property auction list. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 14 is discuss and take action necessary to resolve dispute between City of Gilmer and Upshur County regarding ownership and continued funding of the Upshur County Library.
Gilmer?
Commissioner Barca?
I put this on the agenda about a year ago. It came to light that the land that was supposed to have been deeded over to Upshur County to resolve a problem that existed from quite a while back. 2004 was when the land was deeded, but the problem existed before that that caused it. Well, it turns out that there are three lots that were in question, lots 6, 7, and 8, and it appears that the transfer of lots 7 and 8 were the only ones that actually were deeded to us. And then another problem on top of that is that on lot 7, a portion of the building exists. So it was my opinion, after researching, and I had a lot of help with Suzanne Venn in researching all the deeds and documents through the years to be sure that that was the case. And then it became my opinion, and there's a reason for me to bring this up. About a year ago, we started discussing it with the former Gilmer City Manager. Nothing ever happened, nothing evolved. And then recently, I submitted a request to the city to maybe take a look at the situation and come back with some recommendations of what need to be done to resolve the issue. Because in my opinion, we can sell 7 and 8 if we wanted to, but I doubt that anybody would buy 7 and 8 with a piece of property stuck, a building stuck on it. So I had suggested that the long-term solution would be that Gilmer, the City of Gilmer, help us with that library in maintaining it. So I suggested that to the city manager and sent a letter to the city councilman and the mayor that the City of Gilmer help us with the maintenance on that building, insurance costs, and those types of things. Our budget runs about $168,000 on that library. And of that, about 16 to 20.
230.
230 when? I saw 168 on my last. 30?
Mm-hmm.
I missed that number. I hadn't.
There's direct cost and then there's indirect cost. So that's how Mr. Fowler's coming up with the bigger dollar.
230. My request to the city, and hope they would get on board with this, because so many of the patrons of the city of the library are out of the City of Gilmer, as opposed to out of Big Sandy or Ore City or Diana. That there, if we've got a $230,000 budget, my request was that maybe the city would participate. We give them back their lots 6 and 7. They'd own it all. I mean, 7 and 8, and they would own it all with lot 6, and it would cost the city somewhere between $16,000 to $20,000 annually for the maintenance and insurance and utilities and those things, and we'd maintain the day-to-day operations of hiring the people and whatever else we needed to do that actually takes to run a library. I didn't get any response from that request, so I spoke with the city attorney, and we had a good conversation, and I made a suggestion, and no one got back to me, and that was the reason I had to put it on the agenda, because after this length of time, it's got to be something that needs to be resolved.
So what you're asking is for the city to take over maintenance of the library?
Maintenance, utilities, insurance, groundskeeping, that types of stuff, and we take care of all the internal business of
employees,
everything.
Employees remain our employees. Mm-hmm. We buy the books, supplies.
We buy everything. We deed the land, lot 7 and 8, back to the city so that they now have the 100% of the building and 100% of the land, whereas we have two-thirds of the land and 10% of the building on it.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense to anybody.
And then we come work together.
And then we work together. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for the city of Gilmer and Upshur County to put our best foot forward, our best face on it, and everybody support each other as we've done on other projects throughout many years.
But we have Lakeland, so we're not really much out of pocket.
City manager and the mayor are here, and the city attorney. Y'all are welcome to say anything you want to, or if you want to wait.
Well, I'll say something. Mr. Burke came to my office, and we did discuss it, and I did tell him it's funding of the library from the city's perspective in perpetuity, basically, is not going to happen. It's not fair to the citizens of Gilmer that part of their city taxes go towards their library and part of their county taxes go to the library. But yet if you live in the county, you just got one gift as far as the upkeep of the library. So it's not fair to the citizens within the city of Gilmer. The second thing is that everything I've read to this morning shows that everything was done legally. Now I believe, Mr. Barker, correct me if I'm wrong, I read something, I don't know if it was on the letterhead you sent, but I heard that that it's possible that the county could just forego funding the library. We wouldn't have a library. That's what I understood. Is that correct?
That's in the agreement that I believe it's in the document that everybody signed that
okay,
once
so
it was unfunded.
If the county ceases to operate the library, then all that property reverts back to the city. I'll be honest with you, we need a new city hall. I'm saying I will recommend the council that that becomes the new city hall so that if you lose it, it's gone. I am sympathetic. I've talked to council as it relates to the insurance proceeds that the city cashed not long ago. I'm sympathetic to that, but that's it. But as far as requiring the city of Gilmer to fund that library, it's a double hit for them on their taxes, and that's not fair to them. So it's just not going to happen. And Mike, if you want to say something, you're welcome to say something. I'll put you on the spot.
Well, just briefly, I think all of us want the library to be there. But don't forget, this isn't the only public property that's operated within the city of Gilmer. It is the only public property that's operated in the city of Gilmer that's funded by the county. But now, we fund the Civic Center, which we lose money on every year. And both city and county residents use that facility. We fund the Emory Park, which we lose money on every year, and both the city and the county citizens use that facility. And to be honest, one of the reasons that we are hesitant to step into funding the library, I think everybody would acknowledge that we need to fix up the Emory Park. It's in sad shape. We've made steps toward that. We've acquired some land. We're going to be funding a study to get an overall plan to improve the library. But to be honest, we don't really have the money to do that, much less to help fund the library. So, you know, we like the library. We want the library there. But we thought the deal years ago when we signed this deed in 2004 was that the county was going to fund the library. We continue to fund the Civic Center and the Emory Park, and we thought that was kind of a good deal. And I understand you're wanting me to back out of that now because of funding concerns, but we've got the same concern. We don't have excess money lying around to try to do what you want to do. We have to cut it out of other of our essential services. I don't mind if we put it on the agenda again and talk about it, but I didn't really see, and I'm not a voting member, but I didn't really see a lot of sympathy for taking on this additional burden for the city. In spite of the fact, I think everybody within the city council wants to make sure the library still stays. So That would be my thought. Again, I'm not a voting member, but I didn't mind advising Mr. Hudson and our mayor to Marshall to go ahead and talk about it again with the city. But I think our position has been that we fund these other things and we would like to continue to fund the lights.
I did meet with the city manager, Mr. Hudson, and I believe part of that discussion was that the city would be willing to refund that insurance money over a period of 3 years, starting with next year's budget.
About 3 years. It would be, for me, it would be about 6 years. Now I haven't taken it to council yet.
I understand.
Like I said, I'm sympathetic towards that, but after that, I'd pay back.
And you're talking about $150,000, roughly?
And does everybody understand what that issue is?
I can explain that.
Go ahead and explain it.
Okay. If you remember, there was the, originally it was the old Mormon church that sat on the corner. Now it's the park, the little park. And the county, the city and the county always had an agreement that the county would pay for everything at the library, and then the city would reimburse us 25% at the end of each fiscal year. The city, not due to anyone that's here today, this is many, many years ago, this is in the late 90s and the early 2000s, the city became financially in trouble, and they just couldn't pay us anymore. But we continued to fund the library. Then we had a fire that burned down that old church that we used for a community center. And even though we had been paying for the insurance policy, the adjuster called me and said, bad news, that property is in the city's name. We have to write the check to the city. The city promptly took that check for $150,000 and deposited it. And we never saw it again. And Greg, Mr. Hudson understands that. And so that's what he's talking about. He would like to refund us, give us that money back for that original building.
Here was my additional thinking on that. That, first of all, we had an agreement with the city. They did want to be in the library. They did want to be a part. And they did fund it 25%. Then we come to this, and we have this $150,000 that, divided by $20,000 annually for maintenance and stuff, would be better, I thought, for the city than paying out $150,000 over a three-year period of time. And it just seemed like it made dollars and cents, plus the interlocal agreement that we had before was that we were together. And both of us did support it. Is the reason why I felt like it was an equitable request to go back and do that.
I mean, if Mr. Hudson, if you think, and Mayor, I don't know how you feel about it, but I mean, if the council would approve that, the payment of that back over 5 or 6 years, I mean, you know, I say we can start there.
I do too.
And then in 5 or 6 years, we'll talk again, and if the answer is still no in 5 or 6 years, then it's still no. But
I think it's an option, because you already have labor on hand. The maintenance isn't that big a deal. If they would either or.
And don't we still have the situation though that the building that we're paying insurance on doesn't belong to us?
That needs to be corrected.
Yeah.
One of the things that I've been working on is to try to get a good survey of the library property. I've already talked to the judge about this. The city is involved in several projects, and Michael Turner is not around anymore to do our survey. He's given all his files to another surveyor, and I've talked to the surveyor about maybe surveying the library property to make sure we all know exactly what's there so we can firm up the ownership of the library property. I agree that, you know, I've seen the same documents that you've seen. It looks pretty screwy. but it looks like y'all own a portion of the library building and we own the rest of it, and obviously that's an unacceptable solution. So I guess what Greg is suggesting is, number one, we're not coming empty-handed. We do think we probably owe you some money from the past, and I think that obviously I don't vote in some of the council, but I think they probably be sympathetic to paying it out to you over a period of time to help you with the funding of the library. But part of our process also would be, it's my intention to get a survey of the library property so we know what's there, and then we'll firm it up with agreement with you all in a deed. I think that would be only fair to both y'all as well as to us, is to make sure we have a clear owner of problem. So that's in the process.
Let me just add that I too don't see a need or want or desire to have that library closed. Even though the faces of libraries are changing all across the country because of technology, and many are closing, there's, I think, always going to be a need for a central library. So that's not my desire to do that. That was before me written into the contract that if it ceased to be a library, then it automatically went back to the city. And that in itself was a remedy of this problem. Beyond that, I think that I could probably support, if we could come to some agreement as to when we could receive those old insurance funds, if we could come to an agreement that the land was surveyed so it's properly designated to the right parties, and we get to that point, I think we could continue without any further problem.
Could I ask you a question? What do you mean by once the land is surveyed, if it's, that it's designated to the right parties? Would you elaborate that on that a little more?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that at some point in time, we've got to get this resolved because we can't continue to pay for the insurance premium for on the building and all that stuff and then have the check go back to the city if a tornado comes through.
Well, that one, yeah. We'll have to look into
the tornado or the other
thing? Actually, this is something I've talked about with the judge, and we started this conversation and the old city manager. And obviously, we don't want anything like that to happen. The judge is convinced it won't. I don't know. Mr. Burke, you are correct. We need to firm up the fact, and I believe what our intention is to get a good survey, to know the meets and bounds of the whole property, and have the city convey a deed from the city to the county to make sure that everything is the way it's supposed to be. Now, again, I don't know, but those are the things we talked about.
I've been here with Commissioner Barker for a while, a few years, and I think he needs time to think about that. What he's saying is, don't let me put words in your mouth, he wants to get it surveyed, and then he wants to talk about who's going to own it.
Well, and I understand that, and I guess our position probably is going to be, we think y'all should own that, since we fund the living and public projects.
I understand.
The city center and the
yeah, and I agree. I mean, if we're going to continue to pay for it, then we need to own it.
Yeah.
And that was the original intent back in 2003 or 4.
I guess that's something we can firm up a little bit later after I get certain things.
Do you think it's going to happen relatively soon so we can get this figured out in this budget year?
No, yes, sir. My surveyor had a survey the Hecht Lee property where we're building a new lift station and a new sewer line and a new access road. And he's just now surveying the police station because we sold the old police station. And by the way, we're using most of the money from the sale of the old police station to fund the plan for the Embry Park. And then it's next on the list, so it will be within the next few weeks.
Okay.
I just said awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Then I would assume then today, we really don't need to take any action today, do we? But my request would be to the city manager and the mayor to please talk to your folks in while this is going on, and then next time we get together, maybe we can get resolved.
Ms. Parrish?
May I request that the friends at the library be informed about actions that pertain to this, please?
Sure.
Yes, sure.
In time, instead of, you know, within 24 hours, more than 24 hours.
I think, I'm sorry about that, because the holidays got in the way, and I didn't want to bother anybody on the holiday.
I think that's only fair, since our...
All right, no action?
No action.
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.